Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I just want to give an outline of the team once again. And so the team is myself, Dion, and Larry and Mr. 850, who will be kind of interjecting throughout the webinar. And just so you guys know, this is actually my first webinar, so bear with me. I usually like teaching in front of an audience to get that audience energy. So this is new for me. So as much you guys can try to participate as much as you want, because that actually helps me carry this forward. We also have Adam, Star, and Kevin, where you see the little star beside their name. And their job is to also help us, like, what's happening now and all the new requirements, everything that's happening in COVID, it's so relatively new. Information is changing all the time. So what we thought we'd do with this webinar to make it dynamic is that if people have questions and I don't have the answer readily available, these guys are going to research it in real time and hopefully get an answer back to you within the course. If not within the class today, if not a follow-up class, they'll get the answer to you. So if you have questions or something like that, you need to ask them, put them out there, and Kevin and Adam will review them and try to get an answer. And he'll answer back. Either I may give the answer or you may see the answer come back in some kind of messaging. All right? And this is totally participating. So if you guys want to participate, please participate, because we're all learning here. You know, we're all trying to learn and figure out how to navigate through this COVID experience and be financially fit and come out of it ahead rather than behind, because, you know, there's no point of reference for this. There's never been a time where the government is telling us, yo, stay home. You know, that's the best thing to do. You know, it even contradicts unemployment, which we'll get into later, where unemployment, when you're on unemployment, the theory is that we're going to give you an amount that will support you, but still encourage you to seek and look for work. This is the first time where the government is saying, do not seek and look for work. We need you to stay home and distance yourself. So this, what anybody will tell you is all new, and we have to kind of learn it together and try to get through it. But what our goal of this program is that when COVID-19 is behind us, and whatever behind us looks like, you guys are going to come out in a better position, hopefully financially, and you'll be ready to attack how this new market presents itself. Because if you're relying on what I would consider the norm or the quote unquote how things used to be, I think you have to really change your mindset to that, because how things used to be is no longer. How Monday was is not going to be how Tuesday was. You know, this COVID-19 is going to have a long-term impact. So what this program is not to encourage you to sit and wait for things to go back and then try to continue your life as is. It's really to take action now, to be defensive, which we'll talk about, but also be offensive. Larry, please go to the next slide. Thank you. Okay. So let's talk about weathering the current pandemic and coming out in a better position. What do I mean by that? And what am I saying by that? It means understanding the variables and the dynamic that is around you, and understanding that, yes, we are in something that is tragic and horrible. So I'm going to put it out there. It's horrible. People are losing their lives. We're getting a death toll ticker that's on 24 hours on CNN. And it's depressing. But, you know, we have to still look at what we have as our greatest asset, which is time. And, you know, time is given to us in many forms, shapes, and fashion. Sometimes it's not delivered in the way we expect it. It's not bottled up, gift wrapped, and saying, oh, now you have all this time and do as you please to become a better you. No, it's taking advantage of when we have the time. And the time that we have is now. So I expect everybody that's listening and being part of this webinar to understand that I cannot disrespect my time. I have to value my time, and I have to find ways in which I can leverage this time to become a better you and become in a better financial positioning. And it starts with what I just mentioned earlier, understanding what is the new norm and what is it looking like compared to what it looked like a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And I can tell you, you know, if you follow statistics and you see like all this unemployment that's happening, what's happening is the jobs that were not applicable in this current environment are no longer needed. Now that could be for a short period of time. It could be for a long period of time. We don't really know. And nobody can seriously tell you how long that's going to be. So what are you going to do to adapt to what the market is dictating? What are you going to do to make sure that you are navigating through this market, this current market, correctly? I'm hearing something. Because if you're thinking that, oh, I can continue doing this business as usual, then that's where you may be sadly mistaken. I mean, just for the point of like, if you reflect off like the larger companies, like for example, General Motors, which is, you know, an icon company in America, they had to stop making cars. And instead, they're making respiratory systems. They're understanding that the environment has changed. The demand for cars is not there, even in the short term. So we have to now recreate ourselves. So GM is recreating ourselves. Then you have to recreate yourself. Even there's I watched some 60 Minutes. There's a local business that their job was, they made displays for all the, for a lot of number of retail stores. Obviously, they're affected by the COVID, because retail is completely dead right now. So what did they do? How did they pivot? How did they reposition themselves? Instead of making plastic displays, they're making plastic masks for hospitals and so forth. And this is a Brooklyn-based company. And now Mayor de Blasio gave them $500,000 contract to produce masks for the hospital. So that's kind of the mindset you have to understand. Where do I need to pivot? Where do I need to strengthen my skill set to adapt to what's happening to what's happening today? So it starts with, you know, any business person that's been successful and achieved success it starts right here. And if you're not ready mentally, if you don't have that mental mindset that, yes, I'm going to position myself in a defensive position to make sure I'm covering my resources, but I'm also going to attack the market and see what's out there for opportunities that I can take advantage of. And if you see a lot of companies are shifting to web-based stuff, web businesses, because that's what is needed now. So if you yourself, you know, in a business, you have to realign yourself and figure out, how can I position myself? Let's go to the next slide, Larry. Okay, so what today's session is going to focus on, it's really going to focus on setting a basis, and this is more a defensive position to understand like what's available out there that can help you navigate financially through these times, that can support you, because obviously a lot of us are suffering a loss in income, and so what is the government making available to us? And I'll tell you, you know, I've been saying it the last week or so, and you're seeing some questions coming up, and you know, if you can answer yes or no to these questions, it just helps us kind of navigate through this webinar, because we want to make it dynamic. We really want to be able to answer questions to our audience that's listening to the show today, versus just assuming that there's certain things that people are watching are like, are you a business owner or you're not, or, you know, because I want to make sure that we're focusing in on key issues that help you. So when you see this pop up, please just answer yes or no. So I know there's international people listening to this that live outside the United States, and some of these things may not apply to you currently, but I promise you within the 4 weeks, it will start applying to you, and there's going to be things that are going to help you and better you. So just bear with me, but Sean? You know, yes.
Sean, can I make a quick note? Sorry, everyone. Sure. I know some people have been contacting and replying to the thread with issues connecting because the password isn't working. That's my bad. There's a weird thing that where it defaults to a randomized password, but we've reset the password. So if you know anyone else who's having trouble joining right now, just let them know that the password should be working.
The current password is working, Larry?
Current password is working, the one that was sent to everyone.
Okay. You want to, all right. You want to send out a blast while we're on and let everybody know?
I will do that. And then it's the same one. It's livefc in all caps 2020.
Yeah, so everybody that's registered and signed up, just send them out a blast of what the password is. Okay, so back to regular programming. So what's happened now, and I'll say it, you know, socialism kind of has taken over. And when I say socialism has taken over, I mean, the government has intervened. The government is pouring potentially $2 trillion into the U.S. economy to help stabilize the economy so we don't go from a recession into a depression. And we are currently, you know, for the record, in a recession. Are we in a depression? Argumentally, some will say no, some will say yes, but for guaranteed right now, we're in a recession. All right. So what has the government done? From a federal, there's federal things happening and there's state things happening. So understand the difference between the two. On the federal level, the Small Business Administration, SBA, has taken the initiative to create different programs or different funding routes for you guys, for us to take advantage of, okay? And so I'm gonna go through them high level. And if you have any questions, once again, ask. And it's more of figuring out where you fit in, okay? So the first one that everybody's talking about is called the Paycheck Protection Program. Now, this is for registered companies with less than 500 employees, okay? And this program is more geared towards employees. So what the government's mindset is with this is that, you know, in the past, you know, they would tell people to, if you lose your job or if you get laid off, to apply for unemployment insurance, right? As your safety net, which we all pay into. But what they're saying now with the mindset is, if they tell you, if everybody goes and applies for unemployment insurance, it'll take us, the recovery out of this COVID will be much longer. So what they've done, which I think is smart, is to be proactive and say, you know what? We don't want companies to be forced to have to lay you off because they're not making any money. It's better that we pay them to keep you employed. And why is that? Because the learning curve. So if the companies laid everybody off and they rehired people, it's going to take them a while to train them, to get them up to speed, to make sure they know their job and so forth, and which would drag the economy even longer and drag us and keep us in this recessionary period even longer than expected. What the government wants to do is that as soon as we have stabilized this whole COVID-19 and the numbers have gone down to a minimum, boom, everybody goes back to work, everybody goes back to their regular job, and the economy starts moving again. So that's why they said, let's create a program that will allow employers to keep people employed. And this is what they came up with, the Paycheck Protection Program. And I will say this, these programs, since they're so new and this environment is so new for everybody, they're changing a lot. Like, there was a change that just came in yesterday, which I'll talk about later. So don't think that because what I say today on April 14th may be applicable tomorrow, the next week, or the next week. Things are changing all the time, and you have to keep up, you know. And when you're getting this information, especially about business loans, okay, so majority of you are not business owners. So, okay, I'm going to focus a little bit, but not go too deep in it, because 73% of you guys are not business owners. Thank you. Where you should be getting this information from is the source, okay, which is sba.gov. As much as I even like you to go to Financially Clean to find out information or other websites, do not go to secondary sources. Go directly to sba.gov. The reason why, because there's a lot of predators out there. They're going to be putting up these fake websites, asking for all your personal information, and then you'll find your credit or whatever be compromised. So this information should be going from sba.gov or your bank where you bank from. And make sure you check the thread, you're not being sent to another website, which is not something that is a credible website, okay? Very important, because predators are all around waiting to take advantage of you. So back to protection program, it protection, paycheck protection program. So what they're saying, they want at least 75% of the monies that they give you to go towards payroll for what I just explained earlier, because they want to encourage people not to let people go, all right? The other 25% can go towards other things like your rent, your mortgage, interest, or your utilities. And this program is only available until June 30th. And now, would I encourage you to apply even if you don't need it? I say yes, because at the end of the day, even if worst case scenario, you have to pay this back, you have 6 months grace period in which to pay it back. You're paying at 1% interest, and you have a 2-year maturity to which in which to pay it back. So even if, you know, for some reason you don't use it towards payroll, you don't use it for its main reason, it's practically an interest-free loan that you can use to expand yourself, grow your business, and do what you need to do and cover yourself during this short period, during this time. Because I'll tell you, in these times, you know, cash is king. You want to try to keep your resources where it belongs with you, and you want to use as little of your money as possible to maintain your status, right? And for this particular loan, you apply through your bank, not through SBA.gov. That's more informative, but you need to apply through your bank. And I'm hearing, we did an interview on my podcast yesterday, Two Black Guys with Good Credit, please listen. And our upcoming Friday show talks about this. And we got an actual guy that does a lot of SBA lending and so forth. And he mentioned that, you know, some banks, which I'm not gonna name, are overwhelmed and they're declining applicants. While some banks are, like I'm with Chase. Chase has been very welcoming. So far, I haven't gotten any money yet, but the application process was online. It was ready available. And you may find that your bank is not so welcoming to this loan. And it's not like, we would love to say that everybody just jumped in and joined in and it's working collectively to make this happen. But unfortunately some are, but you have the option. You can go to other financial institutions and apply for this. Okay. And my suggestion is to Google it. Maybe Adam and Kevin can Google it while I'm speaking and give them a few suggestions that if your current bank is not allowing you to apply for this, what other banks are welcoming you to do this, okay? Next slide, Larry. Am I going too fast, everybody? Just give me a message, yes or no, or is everybody okay with the pace so far? No, good, no, you're fine, you're good, thank you. Nope, good pace. Thank you. Yes, we're good. Okay, let's go to the next one. It's called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Advance. Sorry, go back, Larry. You just jumped. Okay, now, as of 2 days ago, you could get up to $10,000 and a total of $2 million. And it's not even, I don't know why they even call it a loan. It's a grant, meaning that this does not have to be repaid. It's your money to use as at will. But if anybody noticed, they changed the rules yesterday. And I even got the guy that interviewed on my podcast mentioned it in the middle of our podcast. And then I actually got an email from Chase today discussing it. What they've changed, and instead of giving you up to $10,000, which most people were going to qualify for, they're saying now you're getting $1,000 per employee. How far can that go for you? I don't know. And I think a lot of it is happening. This is so much on the fly that the government is not even realizing. Like, you know, I think there is, I don't want to misquote the number, but I heard upwards of 70 million applicants or something has been up there, and you do the math. That $2 trillion is going to go very quickly. And, you know, just even go back a little further, you know, the $2 trillion is not coming from taxpayers or it's not coming from some hidden account that they have. The Treasury is literally printing money to give you these payouts. And if anybody knows economics 101, when you make an oversupply of anything, especially when it comes to money, that can lead to, like, down the road, an inflationary period. And what is that going to mean to the U.S., to the world economy? I don't know. It could mean prices could jump up after this. There's going to be a correction process that's going to happen when all this passes. And I don't know what is that going to look like. And I don't think a lot of people can tell you what it's going to look like. But I can only tell you economics 101. When you put a lot of supply out there, a lot of money out there, that usually results in some type of inflationary period down the road. Okay, so what they've said now, they've changed the rules. They're saying no longer are we giving up the $10,000. I'm sorry, we've changed it. What we're giving now, the $1,000 per employee. But I applied for this loan as well, okay? And, you know, it was very simple. And I have two LLCs, and I asked the expert yesterday. I have, you know, my shipping business, and then I also have some real estate holdings where I have tenants. Is it, can I apply for more than one under the different LLCs? And his answer was, sure. You know, some, like, people don't know, not everybody's going to be able to answer all the questions because it's so relatively known. There's not like they have pamphlets from a year ago, and even SBA.gov, they're not giving pages and pages of information on this. So, you know, you have to kind of, once again, go to that website, try to stay current, but, you know, I'll give you the summary of what I think it is and what it means to you. Okay. The term from what I'm understanding,
did you want to add that the thousand, the 10,000 originally, the thousand now, that's what's supposed to be immediate, and then you get the balance over time in a second lump sum?
Well, thank you, Dion. Absolutely. So the 1,000 will come immediately, and then you will be a pre-approved for a total sum, which would come down the road. Now, even I asked the gentleman that we interviewed yesterday who's dealing with this on a day-to-day basis, does he know anybody to date that's received?
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Any funds? No. But supposedly the first set of funding went out. Okay, hi, I'm with Chase, and I'm a new small. Okay, somebody's there, and I'm a new small business owner. However, I have not gotten an official business phone. Can I still apply to the paycheck loan? Yes, you have until June 30th to apply. And I encourage everybody that thinks they're qualified to apply. All right? But it's supposed to be a two-part loan, but to date, I don't know, and I haven't known, and nobody else has told me that they have known, and everybody else on this has gotten some kind of payout. Please let us know, because to date, we haven't heard anybody that's gotten any kind of funding.
And how many employees do you actually need to have? One.
One, yeah.
And it can be
why
you.
Why do they call it a loan if it's essentially a grant? Your guess is as good as mine. But the first part of it is actually a grant and does not need to be repaid. Because what the government is saying, and I've listened to a number of shows and read a number of things, is that, you know, this is happening so fast, they're hoping that economics 101 will prevail, meaning that you'll get the money and you'll put it out there in the economy. You'll keep the economy moving forward. You'll keep spending. You'll keep doing those things to keep the economy, your economy, whether it's in the U.S., whatever country, to keep the economy moving forward. But did they have a set plan? No, because they were so reactive to this that the planning there was no time to the plan. Remember, we found out about COVID, let's call it January, sometime January, where we assumed that, okay, there's only a couple of cases, to boom, March, where it was like, I was in Trinidad in February, you know, non-social distancing myself all through Carnival. And nobody was talking about that. And this was late February. Came back to New York, you know, things looked okay, you heard it was happening other places, you didn't think it was going to actually impact America. And then 2 weeks later, you know, everything's turned upside down. So this is a reality. Let's go to the next one. So the last two that the last two that the government is offering, the SBX, is an express bridge loan and SBA debt relief. And all of these two last ones, which I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, are only applicable if you have a current relationship with the SBA. So the bridge loan means allow small businesses who currently have a relationship, an SBA approved lender, to access up to $25,000 quickly. And when I say relationship, because I asked the question yesterday, does that mean if I had a loan 5 years ago, I paid it off in full, does that mean I have a relationship? No. You have to have a current active loan where they'll send, where they can access you money immediately. So I'm going to assume, unless Larry wants to pose a question, that majority of people listening today do not have a relationship with the SBA, so it's not applicable. And the other one, the debt relief, means that they'll cover your principal and interest and fees of a current loan. And an S7A loan is considered a small business loan, and the 501C is considered of a real estate type loan. Just send it to voicemail. So, and I may have it reversed, it may be the opposite. One is real estate and the other one is a small business. I think I have it right. All right, so if you have any of those current loans with the small business, with the federal government, SBA, then they will kind of put your loan on pause until hopefully this COVID-19 passes. All right, next slide. Okay, so now let's move forward for individuals, which is 73% of you, of those that are listening today. Okay, one of the first things that we're still talking on a federal level that the government did was provide us with a stimulus check. All right, and Dion, what was the name that they mentioned? What else did they call it? We did it on the podcast. Sorry, you're on mute, Dion.
It is also referred to as an economic impact check.
Right. So a stimulus check or an economic impact check. And what that means is that basically the government wants to stimulate the economy, wants to put money out there, wants people to spend. He doesn't want the economy to go, like I said, from a recession to a depression. So what that means, if you filed your taxes in 2018 or 2019, you are qualified for this. And if you have a problem with the IRS, like you owe the IRS money, you have liens, some kind of situation with the IRS, it's okay. It's okay this time. You're still qualified to get this stimulus check, all right? And those, but for to date, I haven't met anybody that's gotten it. I asked a question yesterday to an expert. He hasn't met anybody that's gotten it. I'm checking my Chase account daily to see if I get this direct deposit. I haven't seen it. For those that are do get it, anybody listening on this webinar, please, Dion, you got it?
Hot off the press. I heard it's supposed to actually hit tomorrow. That's what I heard. Okay. Yeah. On the news, CNN. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. Somebody says mine is dropping tomorrow, like Dion just said. And they're back to the results. Yes, 96% of us do not have a relationship with as an SBA lender. Okay. Somebody knows somebody that got it. Great. So what you're supposed to get if you filed single and you made up to $75,000, you are going to get $1,200. If you're married and collectively you've made up to $150,000, you're going to get $2,400. And how did the government come up with these numbers? They took an overall average and they looked at what the average salaries of Americans are, and they just based it on that to give a flat number rather than try to work it by income bracket, because once again, time was of the essence. So now it kind of declines based on if you make $75,000 or more. And what if you're married with two children? So if you're married with two children, you're going to get the $1,200, if I remember it correctly. And let's open up this. And your kids are qualified as well. I think it's $500, Dion, correct me if I'm wrong.
That is
child.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And there's also, there's online calculators. One's Omni. If you ever want to go online and just plug in your info, if that's easier for you, just so you know.
Right. And this graph, if you guys want to take if you want to do a screenshot with it, picture of it, it will show you basically what your salary is and what you can expect. All right. And if you make more than $99,000, you're getting nothing, I'm sorry to say. And if collectively you make more than $198,000, if you're married, you're getting nothing, okay? So look at this chart. We found it. It's a reputable chart, and it will take you they'll take you through it to see what and what you should be getting. And if you have automatic payments through the IRS, there's nothing you need to do. It's automatically going to hit your account. And for those that don't, you can go to irs.gov and give them your banking information. Zoom in, please, again. Oh, that you guys saw when I zoomed in? Okay, wonderful. You can see it now? So if you go to irs.gov, you can give them your banking information. And I recommend that you do that. I don't think at these times you want to be waiting on that check coming to you in the mail. All right? They're giving you the opportunity to give them your banking information so they can give you money. Did they open up the link yet? I'm not sure what the link is regarding, but if the link is to the irs.gov to open it to giving your banking information, yes, it's available. Okay, so let's move to unemployment benefits, all right? Now, unemployment usually just happens on a state level, but for this unusual time, the federal government got involved as well, okay? There we go. Somebody just gave the link. Kevin gave it. Link is above. Thank you, Kevin. All right? The federal government got involved. They're worried. And, you know, I'm not a politician in any way, but I can guarantee you upcoming election has a lot to do with it as well, why they're getting involved and why they're so, you know. So what they've done is that they're giving you $600 a week, federal unemployment insurance, which has never been done before. So meaning it doesn't matter how much money you made for how much money you're currently making. If you file for unemployment, the federal government is going to give you $600 a week. And they're calling this the $4,000 club, a lot of people are saying, because now on top of that, you're still going to get your state unemployment insurance. And depending on what state you live in, that number can vary. I heard in some states it can go as low as $40 a week, while in some states it goes as high as $450 a week. So if you do the math, if you're able to get $450 a week plus the $600, that gives you over $1,000 a week, hence why you become part of this $4,000 club. And what they're saying, the theory is that if you make less than $60,000 a year, you'll actually more than likely be making more money from your unemployment than you would from your salary job, all right? Now, is that unusual? Yes, but remember, these times are different. What the government is trying to do is encouraging you to stay home, encouraging you to social distance, right? So that's why this seems unusual, seems odd, but as long as they know you're gonna stay home, this virus will pass. You know, and just jumping back a little further too, I want to go back a little when we talk about, you know, the norm, because I don't think I really got deep into it and about the mental mindset, all right? One thing as humans on a high level, like hearing about death, being around death is not a normal thing. It can bring anxiety, it can bring depression, and it doesn't put us into the mindset that we need to be to propel. So like myself, what I practice is, you know, I used to listen to CNN on a regular basis. I'm not promoting CNN, but, you know, I don't think it's healthy, especially if you want to move to the next level in life, to be watching like continuously all day, like a death poll and how many people are dying and what's happening. Get your news for the day, whether it's in the morning or the evening, give yourself an hour to catch up of what's happening, because it's very important that we know what's happening. But to have your TV on all day, taking in this depressing news that's happening, it's not healthy. And I always, when I look at these things from a business perspective, I always focusing on, you know, what can I control in this event? And other than the people, God bless them, that are actually out there rolling up their sleeves, working in the medical profession or supporting the medical profession to some extent, the rest of us, what we can practice is social distancing, which is staying 6 feet away from people, and cleaning, staying clean, cleaning our hands actively, doing those type of things. For the last, since COVID or the pandemic has been going on, that hasn't changed. Nothing, that is still consistently what we need to do, social distance ourselves and clean ourselves. So with that in mind, hearing all this other depressing ongoing information is not helping us. I believe it's actually doing us a disservice, because it's making you sit there glued and depressed. So many people I speak to are going through anxiety, depression, and God forbid if you're living alone, it's even making it worse. So I'm not telling you not to pay attention to the news, but don't spend all day watching it. Use this time to grow. Use this time, even if you say to yourself, well, I don't know what, I can't think of what to do. Read, stay on the current. I've found a lot of my business ideas and business initiatives from the newspaper, because I'm just trying to figure out supply versus demand. What is needed out there and how can I supply it? And the news and the newspaper tells you that. But some of us are stuck in our ways and do not want to change. Like, this is the first time, like Deanna and I said, and Larry and I said, and Mr. A50 said, that we've done a webinar. Am I comfortable just speaking to my computer? Absolutely not. As I go through this, I'm getting more comfortable. It's good to see Deanna there supporting me, and she was able to chime in. And that just gave me a sigh of relief. Like, she has my back. But is it something I'm used to? No, I love speaking to audiences. But these are different times. What was I supposed to do? Wait on the sideline till COVID passes, then start teaching again? No, I'm adapting to my new environment. I'm making this part of my new norm. I'm not even thinking of when I'm going to be in a class, when I'm going to be with a live audience, because that's not a reality right now. What's a reality is this current environment. And that's the reality in which you have to adapt to. You have done, you, not only has COVID won, if you haven't caught COVID or nobody near you, God bless you. But if that is the case and you just go back into this economy with not becoming a better you, then COVID has taken advantage of you in some way. You have to become a better you in this situation. You have to better your skill sets, find opportunities. Like, one thing I always, you know, they always say, well, hey, we want people to buy coal again. Coal is coming. No, certain things are dead. And maybe the answer is not just think that you can mine coal, but the answer is to figure out, how can I become tech savvy? What training courses can I take to adapt to this environment? You know, people say, what opportunities, what jobs are out there? There are plenty of opportunities still out there. Like, maybe you don't want to work in a hospital. I get that point, you know, because there's a certain level of risk if that's what you're nervous about. But there's a lot of supporting things that are out there that can support hospitals that you can work at. For example, you know, and I don't want to go too far into, but, you know, unemployment used to do only 100,000 cases every week. They're doing millions every week. Maybe you think unemployment is looking for people to work from home. You know,
they just hired thousands of people. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Online courses are there waiting for you to take and better your skill set. So there's no excuse. I don't care who's listening to say that. There's nothing I can't do except watch CNN all day or watch the news other than better myself. You owe it to yourself to come out better after this has passed. Sorry to go off on a tangent. Yes.
I just wanted to chime in real quick as what you're talking about. Yes. And I want to thank you for putting this podcast on, first of all, and having seminar and Larry and Dion, as well as Borough President Eric Adams. I want to also just tell everyone that, yes, you're right. You have to be able to look at things you're doing and change from within. You have to sharpen your discipline. You have to focus on what really matters. And one of the things that I'm finding out is that there are a lot of little things that I've put on the back burner at my home because I've always placed a premium on my other apartments to do things there instead of at home. So now I'm home and I'm focused on sharpening all the things that were loose, that were not pretty much put in the front burner for me. So I've removed a lot of those issues. I've repaired a lot of the little things, and I'm focused on just removing all the things in my life, clothes-wise, trinket-wise, that really don't matter. So once this is over, we can all get to a new level of discipline within ourselves and not just go back to the so-called normal, because we don't know what that really looks like when we come through this.
Exactly. And, you know, I'll tell you, my days start at 7 in the morning, and I have to quit at 9 at night. My days are longer than they've ever been. And like Jeff just said, I really want to reemphasize, for those that are sitting and waiting for things to go back to how they were, you're fooling yourself. I was around during 9/11. I was actually in the building when the first plane hit, and things never went back to how they used to be before the plane hit. I was working in the World Financial Center, which was connected to the World Trade Center. The plane hit, we moved to New Jersey. You know, I got laid off. I started my own business. It never went back to me going back to working at American Express. So if you think there's going to be, oh, I'm just waiting for this to pass and everything goes back, then you are doing yourself an injustice. Please, Larry, next slide. Let's go talk out now. I agree to longer days. Exactly. Thank you so much. I love the comments, by the way. Keep them coming. Resources for individual. Let's talk about certain things that may apply to people. Student loans. I mentioned earlier, you have to understand. Like, I've talked to people and they're like, oh, you know, I'm still going to continue to pay this and continue to pay that because I can. Yes, I understand that mindset, but you got to understand these are the times where, you know, you need to have your reserve because nobody can tell you the end date. I can't tell you the end date to this. The president of the United States can't tell you the end date to this. No economist, no doctor can tell you when this is going to end. You know, everybody's talking about flatten the curve. Like, I do believe we will eventually flatten the curve, but there could be another wave. And there's got to be the new norm. Like, I don't know when next I'll even shake somebody's hand again. I don't know when people finally come out of this. Are they going to be running to doing things like going out to movies, going out to dinner? There's still going to be a transition of when people are slowly going to get comfortable. You know, I had a friend tell me she flew from New York to Dallas recently. $26 she paid on the flight to go. You know, four people on the plane. And but she got for four flights, she got no water, no nothing, because the airline flight stewards don't want to serve anybody because they don't want to get close to anybody. When is that going to change? You know, when are things? So you can't sit there and think that, you know, things are going to go bad. So when it comes to student loans, federally backed student loans, they're suspending payments and interest until September 30th. No impact on your credit score. My advice to you is to take advantage of that. Whatever, even if you don't need your student loan money and you want to just keep it in the bank until September, fine. And if you want to lump sum pay it in September, then go right ahead. But my advice to you is to keep that money on reserve because we don't know what will be coming next, all right? Mortgages, which I did myself. And for those of you that have mortgages, I call my lenders and I spoke to them. Thank you. I called my lenders and I spoke to, you know, each and every single one of them. Some were, I just had a new mortgage. I did a new refinance and my new refinance mortgage was like, sorry, you're going to have to make the payment. My mortgages that have been around for a little bit longer, they understood. And I get it. I'm new on their portfolio. I'm a new business to them. They're not giving me any kind of concession. So I had to pay one. I have to pay one and I'm allowed to defer three. All right. But I understand it. So let's just talk. So when I advise everybody, if you want an action plan when you leave, regardless of where you live, what country you live, call every single one of your lender individually. And it's important that you call them. We're going to get into that. We're going to deferring the interest. It's important that you call them before the payment is due, not after, before the payment is due, because that's when they're going to work with you. And sometimes you can dictate the pace and tell them what you're looking for, because some of them, it's all relative new. Some lenders have asked me, how long do you need? How many months do you want? And some have kind of just told me how much they're giving. Every lender is different. They're not correlated. They're not working together. They're not having these meetings to say, this is what the game plan is going to be. Every company has their own different set of rules. And every landlord has their own set of rules. Okay. And so now this is what I want to get you to understand. The difference between freezing your account versus deferring payment and accruing interest. Okay. And I found this out. When I called American Express said, Sean, you've been a customer with us since 2002. We are going to freeze your account. What does that mean in layman's terms? That means I don't have to make a payment. One, there's going to be no interest charging. There's going to be no interest accruing. Everything is going to stay the same as if nothing ever happened. It's going to freeze in time. I can still put things on the credit card. Those things will add up into the credit card. And the next month we'll reassess. I was like, great, this is beautiful. My assumption was other credit cards that I have are going to be offering similar programs. So I called my MasterCard and I called Discover, and come to find out, like, MasterCard was deferring payment deferment, which is different than freezing your account. And this is why I don't want you guys to get caught off guard. What is the difference between freezing and deferring? Deferring means that you don't have to make the payment, but the interest is still accruing. There's still, if your credit card has a 19 and 29% interest, they're still adding in that interest. So they're still looking as a business. They're still making money off you until when that payment is finally due, you're going to get this big bill that's due because all the interest is going to accrue. So I told MasterCard, the hell with that. Let me make this payment because I'm not trying to pay that accrued interest. So you really have to call every individual lender and ask them, are you freezing my account or are you deferring it? And let them tell you what they're doing. And they may skirt around the question and they may not answer it, but you need to get a direct answer from them. And understand this, especially in these times, everything is negotiable, right? Everything is negotiable and you can negotiate more than you think you can. And another important question, ensure it shouldn't happen, because what usually happens when it comes to credit reporting is that agents, every company reports your payments to the bureaus, which are the bureaus, if you've taken my course before, our course, it's TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. But they're saying that they're not reporting it now. So if you haven't made a payment, it shouldn't be reported, but you still need to ask the question, will this have any impact on my credit score? Very important question to ask. Next slide. Let's talk about healthcare, okay? Now, if everybody's familiar in the United States with COBRA, what usually COBRA is, if you switch jobs, get laid off or something, that while you're not employed with that company, you can still have our loans being extended. Yes, I'll go back to that question. Yes, loans can be extended, meaning that for example, my loan for my car payment for my work van for NICNAT Direct, it ended, I'm gonna give you an arbitrary date. My last payment is supposed to be on April 2021. When I called them and I said, hey, you know, my business has been impacted by the pandemic, what are you guys looking to do? They said, well, what we'll do is that we're gonna give you 3 months non-payment relief and we'll add it on to the end of your lease. So meaning now, if my lease was supposed to end in April 2021, it's actually gonna end in July 2021. So I'll still have to make those payments, but I don't have to make them today. And I took the deal because I understand that I want to keep as much cash as possible. And I'll rather extend the payment because I don't know where things are going to change and what's going to happen. So I know my work van, I have 3 months where I don't have to make payments. Now my personal car, I called them up and they were like, sorry, you have to make the payment. You know, we don't have a plan intact for you. So I still have to make that payment, which is due on the 22nd of this month. Let's go to health resources. Now in the United States, we have something called COBRA, meaning that if you lose, when you leave your job, you can still have your current insurance, whatever that is, for up to 18 months. But what you may find out, the big surprise is how much your old job subsidized your health insurance, because you may have been paying $18, $20 a month, maybe $100 a month when you were working at that company, because they were subsidizing it and your payment may balloon up to keep that same insurance premium. So I would recommend that, you know, you compare and, you know, go to healthcare.gov or please put your pride aside, because Medicaid has great coverage if you apply. Get Medicaid or what you can to keep it going. And then once again, to kind of minimize your costs, find out what your medical needs are and what you're looking for and what these different plans offer to help you get through these times. And when COVID testing that people are talking about, the testing is free. Don't get me wrong, the testing is free, but the if you are positive or somebody in your family, the medical costs may not be free. Hopefully you understand the difference. But once again, you can always negotiate your health bill. I've seen people do it, I've helped people do it, where you get a certain health bill and you can negotiate that bill down. Everything is negotiable. Let's go to the next slide. How are we doing for time, Larry?
We're getting out about 7, and I know some people have to drop off. So let's try to wrap it up pretty quickly. As Sean mentioned with the questions, you know, if you have questions, we're going to be here the next 3 weeks. So we're going to be more than happy to answer them, or you can just email us offline.
Oh, so let's keep going. Let's finish it off. We've got a few more slides left. This is important stuff. Let's talk about rentals and owners, rental apartments for those that are renting, okay? Now, I'm a landlord and I'm also a tenant when it comes to my store, my commercial space. Now, I've had a tenant in particular reach out to me via email and quote me and say, hey, Sean, you know, I heard that mortgages are being suspended for 3 months, so we're not paying you rent for 3 months. And I just think in negotiating 101, there's things that are called relationship building and having a conversation with that person, which changes lives. Some of you guys may be renting into a management company, but if you're renting into a landlord where you're within reach of that landlord, I would suggest you call that landlord personally and figure out where their positions are, what their positions are. Because, you know, like I told the tenant, I responded via email, like, yes, a mortgage payment is part of my expense, but it's not my only expense to keep a building going. There's gas, there's heat, there's light, there's taxes, there's other things. And if you take the initiative to having a conversation, understanding, you may be able to work something out that's favorable for both ends, rather than sending a blanket email and acting like you know it all versus they don't know, and you're going to dictate to your landlord what you're going to do. I had another friend of mine call me today and tell me that, you know, her cousin is trying to evict somebody that's renting her place for a store because they decided not to pay rent. If you own commercials, if you're renting commercial space, once again, call your landlord, have a conversation, see where they're at, and see what can be done. But don't assume that because what you read in the paper or online or heard on CNN applies to that person, applies to you, and here's the stance you're going to take. Because what's happening, which people don't understand, evictions are suspended for 90 days. And I can tell you from a landlord's perspective, if you take an initiative to tell me that you know it all and you just stop paying me rent and you think that after 60, 90 days, I'm not going to take action, you're wrong. And I think most landlords, and I'm sure Jeff can add to the fact that's the case. But if you've called me, you've tried to work something out, I understand your dilemma, you stand a better chance. Because after 90 days, you'll see a lot of landlords filing for eviction, or worst case, they won't renew your lease. Because we have that luxury to say, hey, and this is in any country, I'm not going to renew your lease because during these times, you showed me your colors. And just like you can see on your end, oh, the landlord is having all these provisions given to them, we know the tenant is having all these provisions given to them as well. Everybody's getting money on both different ways. So who's to tell somebody what they should or shouldn't be doing? But I would suggest, again, just use diplomacy and have a conversation. All right. Tax filing in the United States, it was April 15th, usually what it is every year, but it's expanded to July 15th. But I'll give you an example. Larry has said he applied for, he filed his tax and he got a response in 4 days. So if you can file now and you're getting back a tax credit, it may be your best interest to do it now that you have the time, because there's not supply and demand once again. There's not too many people out there. Huh?
John, I didn't just get my reply in 4 days. I got the cash in 4 days.
Well, I didn't want to put it out there if you got a refund or not. I didn't know if you wanted to share that information, but yes, there you go. He got his cash in 4 days. So for those of you sitting there, there's another thing you can do. You can file your taxes if you have the time. File them. Sean, don't wait till July 15th when everybody's flooding in to do it.
I just want a quick interjection on the insurance that you was talking about. You dealt with health, but auto insurance, you have to remember, anyone that's short on cash and they want to look at how they're going to spend their money, you need to call your insurance company, because they're on casualty insurance and all the policies now, they're very low because there's no cause out to have an accident. So insurance companies are saving a ton of money, and you'll find that most insurance companies will give you a refund on your premium to some extent. So you need to contact your insurance company to find out what they will be giving you back on your coverage with your auto insurance as well.
Yeah, you know, these are times, like I say it all the time in my classes, net income is revenue minus expenses. If you're not making the money, you can manage the expenses. Like I spent last week, people will laugh. If you call me last week, I was working on this FedEx report and just going through all the FedEx charges for my business and trying to find ways in which, you know, where mistakes were made, errors were made. And I found like in a week, $2,500 worth of FedEx errors. That may not be a lot to some people, but that was a lot of money that was credited back to my credit card, you know, and simple mistake. There were shipments that were not even supposed to be billed to my FedEx account that were. And if normal times, would I have been able to do this? No. I had one of my good friends that owns multiple restaurants. He said, Sean, I've just taken this time just to relax because I've been on the go for 5 years and I've just been able to clear my mind and read a book and just get my mind right. So there's this time, yes, it's tragic what we're going through, but there's an opportunity here for all of us. Next slide.
I was going to add, because I love when you say, you know, you choose a day and you say it's find the money day. And it, for all those that have subscriptions to apps they're not using and all kinds of just recurring deductions from your accounts, look for them. I know I found some. And it adds up quick.
Exactly. even with my kids, that we did an extra, we cleaned my house from top to bottom. We took like 6 garbage bags worth of stuff that I know I would never have found had I didn't have this time. You know, family time has been great. Let me end it with understanding, like I've said throughout today's class, is that cash is king and you have to guard it. Guard it. Don't just give it out there. Just throw it out there. You have to guard the cash. And understand that the aftermath could be a potentially higher inflationary period down the road. So understand what the new norm would be coming up. Next week, I want to get into, and this will be more help. I'm sure the people that do not live in the United States will probably enjoy it a little bit more. We're going to talk about the opportunities in today's environment. Because Dion, Mr. 850, Larry, myself, Adam, we're just positive thinking people. And it's hard for me to sit there and just talk depressing conversation and not find a light that we can all take advantage of. So this course is going to be positive conversation. And then I want to also get into, thank you to Eric Adams, that we've talked about what I proposed to Eric Adams. Originally, we were supposed to just do financial literacy. And I said, you know what? I think in these times, people need wellness in its entirety. So I called upon people that I know, like Dion and Chris, and other people that may want to get involved. Like, let's make this like every day we try to, at least 5 days a week, do something related to wellness. So Dion, if people don't know, she's also a life coach as well. And she's going to get to talking about, you know, what she's doing. And I don't know if Chris is on. If he's not, I'll talk a little bit about what he's going to be doing every week. Dion, go ahead.
Sure. So on April 30th, I'm going to do a 4-week life coaching seminar or webinar where we're going to basically look at how to manage, you know, coping with COVID from a mental standpoint. You know, there's a lot swirling in the news, fears, the uncertainty, and there are strategies to set boundaries and still basically focus on your well-being to help you get through this, right? So that's what we're going to work on together.
And that's going to be when, Dion?
That's starting April 30th. So every Thursday from 6 to 7, the same time.
Okay. And then also, Chris, I don't know if he's on, but he's going to be doing fitness training. He's my actually CrossFit guy. He's an excellent trainer. He's going to be starting next week, Monday. And it's also free. Yeah, this is all free. My favorite word. It's free. And he's going to be doing fitness training starting April 20th for an hour. And everything is always going to be 6 to 7 p.m. All right. So from Monday next week, you can do fitness with Chris. And then from April 30th, you're going to have life coaching with Dion. And I'll be here every Tuesday. And, you know, your feed to me is actually two things. To tell a friend, because we want to get this very popular. I think it. And we want to all share. So you owe it to tell not one friend, two friends. And then go to my podcast, Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Listen to a couple episodes and go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. That actually helps us. That helps further our mission of financial literacy. So please, I will share. Can you share our Instagram handles? Yes, my Instagram handle is Financially Clean Sean. It's right. It's not there, but I'm Financially Clean Sean with a U, S-H-A-U-N. And Dion, your Instagram handle is what?
I'm going to type it right in here, but at Dion Nichols.
We've got our, if you look in the share screen, we've got all the ways you can connect with us. You know, we're active on Instagram, obviously our website.
I can leave a message too, right?
Our Facebook, we've got a Twitter. I'm assuming that's how some of you guys found out about all this. And I know you guys need to go and we're over time, but, you know, I just want to throw out a shout out to Clean Itself, right? Sean and Dion have mentioned the podcast a couple times. You know, they run a hugely successful podcast called Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I don't know, how many episodes has it been? Like 50, nearly?
We're at the 60. No, we're hitting 70 almost.
70 episodes focused on various aspects of personal finance. So honestly, a lot of the questions that are being asked right now, a lot of the bigger picture questions, you know, as you go along, feel free to, you can access them from our website. You can access them from iTunes, any sort of podcasting platform. And you know, it's a fantastic, fantastic resource. And the last thing I'm going to say, just as parting thoughts, you know, we are a nonprofit, as I mentioned in the beginning, and everything we're providing to you right now is free. Obviously we're not asking for anything, but as a nonprofit, a lot of the ways we keep going is through, you know, the generous support of people like Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, but also through, you know, your donations. And so by helping us out, you know, going on our website, participating in one of the programs, the one you see up there, or just donating directly through our website, these are ways that we can keep providing this programming for you. And again, you know, we're all here to make a change. We started out with kids. We moved to adults. I think Sean is a dreamer. Dion is a dreamer. And, you know, we really appreciate it if you just help us keep our mission going.
Thank you, everybody, for joining in. This was all new to us. It was a first timer. Hopefully it wasn't too painful. You know, we'll get better every week. Hope to see you guys next week. And thank you guys for listening in. And we'll see you next week.
And for people who asked, we are recording this, so we're going to work on distributing those out afterwards.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. We'll
thank you.
All right. Hey, guys. Thank you.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.